Okay, so this is packet 13 in Hilchos Avelos, Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra is the first meal that the Avelim eat after the Kvura. So there are different reasons for it. Ben Yeruchim has this type of chizuk for the Avel who's feeling very down and, you know, he doesn't want to eat and he wants to, he said he'd rather be dead himself, so it's a chizuk for him. Lubavitch has this type of nechama. Either way, however you phrase it, there is an iser for the Avel to eat from his own food right away. Okay, it's an iser. The Gemara says, Aser, right? Avel Yom Rishon is Aser Lachol Mishelo. It's an iser. So how long? What is the, how long is he Aser to eat Mishelo? So the Rambam holds the whole first day, the whole day after the Kfura. In Shulchan Aruch we don't pass on that way. In Shulchan Aruch we pass on like the Rosh and the Tor, is that it's only the Suda Rishona on the first day. So you need two things, Suda Rishona and Yom Rishon. That's what the, and it's how we pass in. Generally it's, you know, part of the meal is round objects like eggs or lentils, in addition to any other things, but first it's the round objects, either because Avilus is a Galgal HaChozer Ba'olam, you know, it's the way of the world, so to speak, or because it doesn't have a peh. Likewise, an oval doesn't have a peh. But that's how he passed him. It's the first Suda Rishona, only the Suda Rishona on the first day. What if the oval doesn't want to eat other people's stuff? He doesn't want to do the Suda Savra. So Shulchan Aruch passes, he's allowed to fast. He can't eat his own stuff, because it's an Isser. But if he wants to opt to not eat that day, you know, after the Kfura, till the night, he can do that. It's not a chiyuv for him to eat. If he decides to fast, then the Shach points out that come day two and day three, he's mutter to eat his own food. It's not the Suda Rishona that he eats after the Kfura. It's the Suda Rishona on the first day. You need those two things. So if it's the second day already, there's no Isser. Now, what exactly, next question, what exactly is the Avel forbidden to eat of his own food after the Kfura? So the Divrei Malkiel, we saw, holds that Medina, he feels that really the only thing that should be Osir is bread, lachem. However, Lamaisa, he says, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write the word lachem, so the person is, so really Lamaisa should Osir anything, even all foods, even if it's not lachem. What about ti'ima, you know, tasting something? So he says that really Medina should be mutter, but Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and they're nohig not to even taste anything, not to eat or taste anything after the Kfura until the Suda Savra. Even though technically Medina, he thinks it wouldn't be a problem. On the flip side of this, you know, the other extreme is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that the Ikhar is Lechem. That's the problem. But tavshilin, cooked foods, really the Avel would be permitted to eat of his own food as long as it's not bread. Last small issue here regarding that we mentioned regarding Sudas Havra is if, let's say, the person was nifter on Yontif or on Shabbos, how does Sudas Havra fit in? So Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it's a situation where you're counting the Shiva, let's say after the Regel, or for instance the guy heard the Shmua of the Nifter on Shabbos, then the Suda Savra would be the first meal of the time when you're Nohei, when the guy's Nohei Gavilus. So Sunday, right? Guy hears it on Shabbos, so Sunday would be the Havra after the the first meal after the Kvura would be the Havra. The Ramah though passes not that way. The Ramah says that the minig is that you do not do the Suda Savra. Once it's nidcha, and that's the minhag, he says, and there's just no Suda Savra. And that's even if it's Yontov Sheni Shel Golius, and even Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, even if it's the Yom Misa and Kura together, it doesn't matter, there is no Suda Savra. On Yontif, Cholamoid, there is, the Machaber, we pass on that there is a Suda Savra on Cholamoid.